Greetings, and welcome to Lecture 1. In this first lecture, we will begin by discussing some course-related issues and then move on to the Chapter 1 lecture. Box A shows the course goals. Simply put, the goal of this course is for you to be able to read and write enough C++ so that you can succeed in the other Game Institute courses. We have tried to include game development examples where feasible. However, at this early stage, it is not always practical to do so. Game development ideas are emphasized much more in Part 2 of this course series, and of course, are the main focus in the non-Foundation Game Institute courses. Some students ask why we use C++ and not some other language, such as Java or C#. Game Institute courses employ C++ because it's the industry standard for PC game programming, as well as console game programming, such as for the PlayStation 2 and Xbox. Moreover, even if a language like C# becomes the new standard for PC game programming, console game development will still probably be done primarily with C++. Finally, although it is easy for a new programmer to get caught up in a which language is best discussion, please keep in mind that many of the programming skills you develop in this course are language independent. That is to say, many of the concepts you learn here are also used in other programming languages. They just take on a different syntax form. For example, loops and conditional statements are common to just about all programming languages. Concepts like inheritance and polymorphism are common to just about all object-oriented programming languages. So it's safe to say that after mastering one language, you will be able to learn additional languages at a very fast pace. Box B shows the course overview. The key C++ ideas we hit in this course are variables, operators, conditional statements, loops, arrays, functions, references, pointers, object-oriented programming concepts, classes, strings, operator overloading, file input and output, inheritance, and polymorphism. Note that you are not expected to know what any of these terms mean at this point. These topics correspond to chapters 1 through 9 of the textbook. In general, the textbook provides the theory of a C++ concept and then presents several programs illustrating that concept. The textbook typically goes into more technical detail than the lectures. In other words, the lectures try to focus more on the big picture, whereas the textbook points out the finer details. Anything in the textbook is fair game for the final exam. In addition, some extraneous information may exist in the lectures that is not in the text. However, you are only responsible for what is in the textbook for the final exam. Note that there are many small programs found throughout the textbook. You are expected to enter in these programs and compile and execute them for practice. Only a few of the larger programs will be available for download. Before continuing, we should talk about how to study the course materials. There are essentially two different styles that students use to learn the material for this course. In the first style, students listen to and read the lecture slides for a particular chapter, and then read the corresponding chapter in the textbook. In the second style, students read the textbook first and listen to the lectures afterwards. In either case, during the lectures and when reading the text, you should write down any questions that you may have. After listening to the lectures and reading the textbook, you should try to get your questions answered by posting in the class forums or attending a chat. After the questions have been answered, you should do all the chapter exercises. You should only seek help on the exercises after putting in a fair amount of time on the program. The longer you spend working on a program, the more likely the solutions and key ideas will become embedded in your mind after you complete it. Also note that it is not uncommon for a student to need to reread the textbook several times. Read slowly and deliberately, and write down anything that is not clear so that you can address it later. Box C lists the student requirements. Materials. This is a programming course, and as such, you will need to write programs. In order to write programs, you need an application called a compiler. A compiler translates your C++ code into machine language, which the computer can understand and execute. There are several different compilers available, some of which are free. In this course, we will focus on Microsoft's VisualC++.net. You can obtain a standard edition of this software for under $100. Prerequisites. The only prerequisite for this class is general computer usage. You need to know how to work with your operating system and compiler. That said, some background in high school algebra is useful, such as knowing the concept of a variable, function, and the ability to solve basic algebraic equations. Homework. Each chapter has an exercise set. It is recommended that you do all the exercises. Homework is not graded and not collected, but will help prepare you for the final exam. Exams. A comprehensive final exam will be administered at the end of the course. It is recommended that you try to attend a chat session before the exam, as your instructor can provide some tips. Box D lists contact information. There are several ways to get in contact with your instructor or the teaching assistants. Email is one way. However, please only use email when you need to contact the instructor privately. Generally, the course forums should be used for questions. In this way, students can assist each other, work together, and all benefit from the question and answer. Another way to get into contact with your instructor is via chat. Instructors and teaching assistants hold chats for a few hours each week. In these chat hours, you can get real-time, live help with your classwork. It is best to come with prepared questions, which will enable the instructor or teaching assistant to better help you.